Hi everyone, welcome to the daily scopes for the 25th of October. So we've got the new moon going on today, yay! And solar eclipse, so I'm going to talk a bit more about them. And then at the end, if it ain't long enough, because it's going to be a long one, I'm going to talk a bit about Mercury quartz Neptune, because it's strongest today, and it's going to be affecting us for about a week or so. So I just wanted to talk about that at the end, but yeah, so I'm just going to start talking about the new moon, then moving into the solar eclipse. So yeah, new moon energy is all about new beginnings, even if it's just new ways of thinking about and doing things. When it is a new moon, it's an excellent time to think about new paths to improve your lives, start new projects, look for new career paths, begin new courses and things like that. Rearranging your home or office for comfort and practicality is also a good use of this energy. Nevertheless, it may not be the best time to take practical action just yet. Researching or creating a strategic plan to ensure you will stay consistent in trying to achieve your fresh or continuing goals is the best use of this time if you just feel like you can't go ahead at this moment. Don't underestimate the planning side of things. People are more likely to think independently. Also at this time, focusing on their own priorities so there can be more introverted behaviour and less socialising. Anything started under the new moon is well expected to be success in the long run. Obviously, if you keep on working towards the goal, it's just not going to magically appear at the sky. So yeah, you have to be prepared to do the hard work to make your dreams a reality. And that doesn't mean working hard. You have to relax and enjoy the journey as well, not just rush to the destination. Negatively, because people can be intensely focused on their needs at this time, there can be an increase in egotistical and selfish behaviour, and at the extreme, using controlling behaviour to get your own way, which can cause full-blown arguments as people try to assert their willpower to dominate the environment. The new moon can also be a good time to invest money on your own personal development or long-term investments in the stock or other markets, other ventures, you know, starting a new business, stuff like that, especially those related to food, creativity and entertainment. But always make sure you do your homework, check the facts before taking any risks. Now, also on this day at 12 o'clock, there is a solar eclipse, partial solar eclipse. And this happens when the sort of like the sun blocks out the light of the moon on the personal level. When this happens on the physical level, the sun dimming out the moon, this can cast a shadow over your plans and bring about a crisis. The effects of a partial solar eclipse new moon typically last for 3 to 9 months, and this new moon partial eclipse takes place in the constellation of Libra, so that's where the moon actually is going to be. And it's telling you to take care of unfinished business and transform the things that hold you back, confronting the lies you tell yourself, especially concerning destructive thoughts, relationships and behaviour patterns, focusing on the plans you wish to make for your future and being honest about the barriers you have in getting there. The main themes of this partial solar eclipse are government upheavals, difficulties in legislation and economy, secrets may be revealed about governments and global finances, the strengthening of global leadership and partnerships or the destruction of them. Increase in cyber and other crimes can also happen, as well as delay in necessary information and laws and obstacles in all forms of relationships and businesses. Untrustworthy contracts, breaking of legal terms and disturbances in nature and local environments, increasing conflict within and between nations. On the individual level, problems with health, especially the kidneys and immune system, ankles and other bones, trouble with finances, motivation, energy levels and willpower, conflicts in intimate relationships, possessions, unforeseen costs, and it's best to plan for the rainy day or cut down on luxuries. I know it's hard, cost of living, need to have some fun as well. But if you just plan, save if you can, and I know it's hard as well. In the UK, we've got food banks and other organisations, whatever country you're listening, try and seek out those. Or maybe, I know it can be hard to ask neighbours and that, but maybe starting something in your own community to help each other out could be good. And I know we're no longer always talk to each other anymore, but you can be one of the forefronts and bringing humanity and especially our communities back together and stuff. So yeah, but on that, all that being said, be careful when creating new relationships, background check, or just any new friends or lovers to avoid scams. But just be wary, because we can't all background checks, but all of you that can do that. Yeah, unresolved trauma can cause emotional, spiritual and psychological instability and leave you with insomnia and other conditions. It is best to face and not run from any issues. Look for resources and professional help if needed. Remember to be gentle with yourself. I know you cannot change the past, but you can learn from it and create a better future. Do all your best to look after your overall well-being. I know that even in the darkness of times, and times can get murky and dark for us all right about now, but still the light can be found if you are prepared to make some changes. Some astrologers say eclipses bring bad luck, which is true at times, but as you know, life gives us good and bad, and yeah, but really eclipses and can just reveal things to us that we don't want to know. And with Saturn going direct as well, the veil will kind of get lifted, and things that you may have been hidden to you amplifies the risk of that coming out, because Saturn is to do with our karma, is to do with our restrictions. So the reasons why we may have been restricted, or the reasons why we didn't get that lover we wanted, may all be revealed to us right now. And that's because we humans typically ignore external and internal calls for personal growth. Eclipses energy just amplifies any guidance that you've been ignoring. How the eclipse affects you depends on the houses your natal sun and moon are in. Additionally, any aspects involving the sun and the moon, Cancer or Leo, and the fourth and fifth house, as well as any transits involving the sun and moon that are currently transiting your birth chart. So this is just like a generalized interpretation of what this month's solar eclipse means for us all, but we would have to look at your birth chart and stuff to get it deeper. But these are the themes that what's been highlighted for us. So on a general level, if your natal sun is in the constellation of Libra, this eclipse falls in your first house of your chart, which controls how others see you, your public persona, how you put yourself out there, physical, body and health. So these are the things that will be most prominent for you if your sun's in Libra. But if the sun and the moon are in the third and seventh houses of your natal chart, in that case, it will be your intellect, communication, relationships and other third and seventh house matters that will be most affected during this solar eclipse. So yeah, using any singular planet or astrological events to decide what will happen in your life at any given time will never give you the complete picture, but it can give you parts of it. So at the time of this new moon's partial eclipse, Venus makes a conjunction with the moon and the sun, and Venus is staying close to the sun to around mid-late November. So the spotlight will be on romantic matters, and this energy allows for optimism about love matters. Yet watch out for being too idealistic. This conjunction allows for positive thinking and using actions to conquer challenges. Although money is tight for most people in the world right now, it won't all be a bed of roses. You know, it's not going to be easy. But if you are prepared to cut down on your expenses or get help and make a realistic plan to deal with any money issues, in time things will get better. And I know times are bleaker, they keep on saying, because they are. And I don't want it to be like, oh, positive thinking will get you everywhere, because that's bull crap. I used to believe in stuff like that, but you need to have some action. And just the best medicine I found is to just realise that life is going to be crappy sometimes, and you're just going to have to prepare yourself for those crappy moments, because we're all human beings, and to err is to be human after all. So yeah, and going back to what I was saying, really think about how you can do your part to bring the community back together, or your family. And I know sometimes it's easier said than done, or friends, or someone, reach out to someone who can help you if you experience trouble with money and stuff, because sometimes it's the help that the government, other people say is there, it's not there. So just think about what you can do and enabling, helping others, or reaching out to others who could help you as well, if they can really help you and not make you worse at this time. Negatively, when the sun and the moon conjunct Venus, people can overindulge in drugs, food and alcohol and be reckless with finances because just think, well, things are bad anyway, so I just want to, you know, numb myself to it or just spend money because, you know, life is kind of crap. And at times we have that need to socialise and want to have fun and run from the reality of life. So again, it's a discord. That's the risk, also the negativities of the sun and moon making a conjunction at the time of the eclipse. But the best use of the moon and sun conjunct Venus is continuing or starting a creative writing, musical or some other artistic project. The moon trines the sun and the moon, which supports that opportunities to progress in life can be found if you look for them. These transits give authority, a sense of purpose, motivation, physical and psychological stamina and confidence to go ahead, regardless of the restrictions, taking the lead in your life and starting a new business or social enterprise, as well as making crazy, courageous moves are all supported by this vibration. And just know, we are going into times, they're saying, you know, depression, financial depression. And I had these in the 90s, 20s, and we know we're in the 2020s now. And in those times, there were people, yeah, it was bad, but there were people that thought, you know what, I'm going to start a new business, I'm going to go against the tide. And these are the people at the end of the depression, what was more financially secure. And I'm not saying it's going to be that easy for everyone, but sometimes we have to kind of see that glimmer of light and look at history to see that our steps forward. That's why I call my project Ancient Future Vision, because I believe in taking the best of the past and the now to make a better future for ourselves. So it's not about disregarding the past, it's about using our past mistakes to become the better. And always, sometimes we're just like, oh, that's the past, that's history, and that's great, we're not meant to dwell there, but we are meant to learn, you know, lessons from history. And if we go back 100 years, as I said, there were lots of stories of people that actually did survive these dark times that are repeating themselves 100 years later. So yeah, bold and creative moves are being supported by this Mars trine the sun and moon energy. But negatively, arguments can break out due to the influence of Mercury square Pluto and this trine of Mars to the sun and moon as well. So there can be disagreements over religious, national, other beliefs. So try to understand other people's points of view and respect differences. Some people may be more crueler with their words or actions, finding it hard to think positively right now. Listen and remain calm if your buttons are pushed, and if someone does say something that doesn't match your word rule, just try. I know it's going to be hard because it's Pluto square moon and Mercury and sun, plus Mars's quinquats to Pluto increases the risk of power struggles as people fight for dominance or act excessively or ruthlessly. Pluto's influence here doubles the chance of things going from 0 to 100. So everything could be peaceful or so quiet, like the Bjork song, and then things can just get highly dramatic, intense and manipulative quickly, even if they were peaceful before. Yet this energy at its best can be used to eliminate obstacles and giving you the opportunity to make the change you want to see in your life. The sun's conjunction with Mercury and Mercury's trine to Mars and Saturn gives the planetary support to communicate effectively. Despite the force of Pluto and the other adverse aspects that make people inclined to not want to listen to others and push their own agenda, this energy gives the foundation to open to new ideas and cooperate discussions to resolve difficulties using common sense, critical thinking and practical action. Mars is square to Neptune and Mercury's quinquats to Neptune indicates that there can be a lot of distorted thinking, especially going back to the negatives of Venus conjunct the moon and the sun. People overindulging in food and intoxicating substances and not getting enough rest, so there can be a lack of clarity. It's best to check facts again, because what you see on the surface may not be true. You can misunderstand or interpret what is meant by what is said or done. Nevertheless, Mars square Neptune is a highly meaningful aspect that gives incredible creative energy to overcome any blocks to your artistic expression and personal healing by using psychological and spiritual force to keep going. Additionally, Jupiter makes a quinquats to the sun and the moon at the time of this new moon partial eclipse. So some of you will find it easier to support others or find support from influential people to help you with your problems or ideas. And this aspect backs up that it's safe to take a calculated risk right now, gives the power to remain optimistic in these dark times, and confirms that this is the perfect time to start things regardless of external forces. However, it is essential to do your research and watch out for being too enthusiastic. Appreciate the minor details and follow procedures to avoid accidents caused by negligence. Mars is square to Jupiter, increases the risk of the impulsiveness of words and actions, disrupting growth opportunities, so be careful of what you say and do. And just try and walk away, ignore others if they push the buttons, because we've got this Saturn still making a square to Uranus, which highlights that some of you will have to face a lot of an emotional turmoil over the next few months. And it will be hard for you to see the good in your life. There can be sudden losses and separations for some of you, and your freedom may be restricted in some way. So remember what I was saying going back, that the restrictions may still be there, even though Saturn's going direct. But sometimes the best thing we can do is to just keep on going and crawl to our goals. It's if we can't walk, sort of thing. So yeah, rather than let these limitations defeat you, do your best to overcome them. And although it can be hard to work through these challenges and make different plans, because some of you may go for a breakup and you plan this lovely life with your partner and you thought you had your whole life set, or you may lose your job or something like that, and you just be like, oh, my plan's gone to crap. You may have to just think of an alternative route to keep on going. Also, pick your battles wisely to avoid long-term consequences and repercussions from actions and words, you know, because this Saturn square can be really crazy. But yet, it allows for radical transformations gained by working with rather than fighting boundaries. Saturn, and that's external boundaries, obviously don't let anyone cross your internal personal boundaries. So yeah, Saturn also makes a trine to Mercury, providing the power to concentrate on even the most energy draining or boring of tasks, so perfect for practical and realistic action. Also, at the time of this new moon past the solar eclipse, the moon and the sun are in the 8th Sabine degree of Libra. The tagline is a blazing fireplace in a deserted home. And according to the late and great astrologer Dan Rodder, this Sabian degree reminds us that even in our darkest moments and the bleakest of times of humanity, there is a spiritual power that is always waiting to be embraced and that can guide you to the best way forward. By doing all we can to understand and heal our emotional and psychological blockages, we can reconnect with our own inner child and centre. This degree reminds us, no matter how broken we have become or how shattered our dreams are now, there is a chance to start again if we are prepared to keep on going and get back up after each inevitable fall. As the old saying goes, there is still hope where there is still life. A single dream is more powerful than 1,000 realities, J.R.R. Tolkien. Jupiter's applying conjunction to Neptune provides the discipline for you to think about and carry out practical actions that will be needed to change your life around and develop any intellectual or creative talents you need to reach your highest potential. So yeah, the partial eclipse, new moon of the 25th of October, is allowing you to do a complete overhaul of your life, choosing a more spiritual and meaningful way of life, transforming how you think, eat, react and act in drastic ways. So you can just make completely just like, this is it, I'm not going to do any self-destructive behavior anymore, I'm just going to get on with it and make some progress in my life. But in so you do not become too idealistic, and if you want to change and you want them to be long-lasting, you will have to plan first of all, work hard, be gentle with yourself, taking some time out to relax. And the most important thing, you will have to keep on persevering and picking yourself up after each fall, because the falls always come, no matter how high you go. Okay, so Chiron also makes a semi-sextile today to the moon's north node. So what this adds to the solar eclipse, that some of you will go through a sort of, whatever's happening now is fated, it's karma, and it's shining a light on your highest and truest life potential. Again, anything that happens now, some of you will make new connections and that open up new paths, meeting people that expand your world or dystopian world, because everything's possible on the intellectual, technological, scientific or spiritual sort of like levels, sharing ideas and innate talents with others. Someone may come into your life and uncover a talent of yours you never knew that you had. This energy really supports bringing those unhealed emotional, spiritual, psychological wounds to the surface so that you can deal with them, because that's what the solar eclipse, new moon's telling us, to start going to the new. And the solar eclipse energy is just basically, it's going to blow everything up and bring under the spotlight everything that needs to be understood right now. Some of you may help others understand their psychological, emotional, spiritual traumas right now, or sharing these with others can give you penetrating insight into how to move forward and deal with those. See whatever happens right now as an opportunity for you to see your hidden strengths and weaknesses, so you can manage them more effectively. Now, I just wanted to talk briefly about Mercury quincunx Neptune, because this is the biggest block to the new moon energy and to the solar eclipse energy of moving forward, because this energy brings lots of ideas but can make it like the follow through on your dream. So what I was saying earlier about keeping it practical, avoid going away with the fairies, and yes, make these drastic life changes, but know that you're going to have several knocks back, and because this is just all part of the evolution of growth, and that it's best to not think you can do everything, seek out support and make a plan. And we really underestimate the time it takes. A lot to change, believe you and me. Sometimes I wish I could just wave a wand and everything be magically better, but it's not the way. So just be gentle with yourself and be gentle with yourself with the process and stuff, and just realize that this energy brings misreputation of facts. So be careful of who you believe in right now, and it's important to use your conscious reasoning skills, intuition, and to just check those facts before you go ahead, because the energy for manipulation and miscommunication is strong. So I just wanted to add this bit into it, and just be careful of unrealistic behavior and laziness, and again going back to the ideas, and trying not to escape your sort of like responsibilities, because this energy can make you do that as well. This is a highly creative energy, so at its best, it's good to, you know, enable you to sing, draw, paint, playing an instrument that can help you feel more relaxed and stuff, and to tap into that inner voice, that still voice that knows and can show you where you need to go. Content creators can use this energy to produce content about how self-destructive behaviours stop us from reaching our goals, giving ideas on how to manage it. Any content that explores the ways we humans imprison ourselves by running away from our trauma instead of dealing with it can be do well under this Mercury quincunx Neptune energy. Giving suggestions in your content of how people can overcome suffering and how self-reflection can help you uncover and the ways to heal it and to move forward. Any sort of content that focuses on the reasons, the many reasons why humans lie, especially to ourselves, and how we can become more truthful and communicate more effectively with others, and also how to become more aware and look out for the behaviours, so we can know when others are manipulating us and trying to scam us. This energy is perfect, Mercury quincunx Neptune, for writers to write about non or fiction or poetry and stuff. So yeah, this has gone on. Thanks for listening to this. If you've listened to the whole of it, you really are a star. So yeah, that's the daily scopes for the 25th of October.